Samarava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivaradari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balava Girivaradari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Anjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Anjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Guru Deva jaya Guru Deva jaya Guru Deva jaya Guru Deva Nita Gaura Haribol, 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 Nita Gaura Haribol. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivara Chakacharya Stotra Satya Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsikau Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Gir Govardhan Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Grantaraj Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Goranga. Amam Vishnu Praya Krishna Pristaya Bhutare Srimad Girira Swami Nityanandane Namaste. Bhaktivedanta Swami Devi Nama Sankirtana Prachayane Nirvishesha Sunyavari Samasta Desha Tarine. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So there's a passage Prabhupada describes the progression of chanting Hare Krishna this is in the 18th chapter of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, last paragraph in the whole chapter. And Prabhupada's describing the progression, how we hear from the spiritual master the Maha Mantra, it enters into the ear, and if the disciple follows in the footsteps of his spiritual master and chants with similar respect, then the holy name himself spreads his own glories within the heart of the devotee. And then the devotee gradually becomes qualified by this worship of the holy name to become a spiritual master and deliver all the people of the world. So the key point is to follow in the footsteps of the spiritual master by chanting with a similar respect. So this also applies to chanting the Bhagavatam, not just the holy name. So in that mood, Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's magnum opus, his greatest contribution. Literary contribution was the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's very, up until the very end of his life, he was translating it, trying to get it all done. Shows you how important he considered this to be. So we should also follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and receive it with similar respect and honor it. So it's also called the Amala Purana or the Spotless Purana, the topmost. It is also very dear to the Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas. So today we're chanting from the 8th canto, which is withdrawal of the cosmic creations. Chapter 24, Matsya, the Lord's fish incarnation, text 49. Nayat prasada yuta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam kartum sameta prabhavanti pumsas tamishvaranam, excuse me, tamishvaram tvam sharanam prapadye. Nayat prasada yuta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam kartum sameta prabhavanti pumsas tamishvaram itam isharanam prapadye. Nayat prasada yutta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam kartum sametha brabhavanti pumsas tamishvaram tvam sharanam prapadye. Nayat prasada yuta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam kartum sameta prabhavanti pumsas tamishvaram tvam sharanam prapadye. Nayat prasada yuta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam kartum sameta prabhavanti pumsas tamisharam tvam saranam prapadye. Nayat prasada yuta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam kartum sametha prabhavanti pumsas tamishvaram tvam sharanam prapadye. Nayat prasada yuta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam kartum sametha prabhavanti pumsas tamishvaram tvam sharanam prapadye. Nayat prasada yuta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam kartum sameta prabhavanti pumsas tamishvaram tvam sharanam prapadye. Naya prasada yuta bhagalesham anyecha deva guravo jana svayam Kartum sameta prabhavanti pumsas. Tamishvaram tvam sharanam prapadye. Na, not. Yat prasada. Of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ayutta bhagalesham. Only 1/10 thousandth. Anye, others. Cha, also. Deva, even the demigods. Gurava, the so-called gurus. Jana, the total population. Swayam, personally. Kartum, to execute. Samita, altogether. Prabhavanti, can become equally able. Pumsa, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tam, unto him. Ishwaram, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tvam, unto you. Sharanam, shelter. Prapadye, let me surrender. Translation. Neither all the demigods, nor the so-called gurus, nor all other people, either independently or together, can offer mercy that equals even 1/10,000 of yours. Therefore, I wish to take shelter of your lotus feet. Please repeat after me. Neither all the demigods, nor the so-called gurus, nor all other people, either independently or together, can offer mercy that equals even 1/10,000th of yours. Therefore, I wish to take shelter of your lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said, kamaistaistairitajnana prapadyante nadevataha. People in general, being motivated by material desires, worship the demigods to get fruitive results very quickly. People generally do not become devotees of Lord Vishnu, since Lord Vishnu never becomes the order supplier of his devotee. Lord Vishnu does not give a devotee benedictions that will create a further demand for benedictions. By worshipping the demigods, one may get results, but as described in Bhagavad Gita, antavattu palam tesham tadbhavatyalpamedasham. Whatever great benedictions one may achieve from the demigods are all temporary. Because the demigods themselves are temporary, their benedictions are also temporary and have no permanent value. Those who aspire for such benedictions have a poor fund of knowledge, tadbhavati alpamidasam. The benedictions of Lord Vishnu are different. By the mercy of Lord Vishnu, one can be completely freed from material contamination, go back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, the benedictions offered by the demigods cannot compare even to 1/10,000th of the Lord's benedictions. One should not, therefore, try to obtain benedictions from the demigods or false gurus. One should aspire only for the benediction offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshai shami ma shuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. This is the greatest benediction. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om jnana timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shishi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's, to me, it stands out right away how I haven't read this chapter in a long, long time, so, and I didn't prepare the class, so I don't know who's speaking. Maybe you can enlighten me on that. King Satyavrata. Okay, thank you. And he's talking to Lord Matsya. Yeah. So he's saying he's taking shelter of Matsyavatar. Tamishvaram tam tvam sharanam prapadye. Tamishvaram, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tvam sharanam prapadye sharanam, take shelter at your lotus feet. So this is, as Prabhupada points out at the end of the purport, that this is the process to, we surrender to the Lord. The first step in surrendering is to acknowledge that there is a supreme power. And by taking shelter of that supreme power, then by the grace of that supreme power, we are directed towards a bona fide guru, who then gives us real knowledge on how to continue our surrendering process. The first step is to have a little faith in a supreme power. And by that faith, we can be open to suggestions of how to improve our lot in the material world. So, in the Padma Purana, Krishna says, I think it's Padma Purana, that those who are my devotees are not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my devotees, they are my devotees. So this is the process, is that in order to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to take shelter of the pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that pure devotee, being very merciful, will give us instruction and guidance, correction when needed, and we all need it, and on how to purify our existence, purify our consciousness, and get rid of all misconceptions, bad habits, known as anarthas. Artha means desirable thing. Anartha means not desirable thing. So we need to get rid of the undesirable traits that we have in our character and develop good traits in the number of 26, as are described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, first three verses, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, the 26 qualities of a pure devotee. So, in this age, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adya Lila, Krishna is thinking to himself that it's been a long time since I haven't given pure devotional service to anyone. So I will come down, I will advent myself as Lord Chaitanya and give away pure devotional service. And he says, it's quite, Yugadharma pravartaimu nama samkirtana charibhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvana. And he says, I will inaugurate the Yuga Dharma, and I will give the Nama Sankirtana process. I will have the conditioned souls taste the four kinds of devotional mellows, Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya. I will give them the taste for the four kinds of devotional service, and which are the four rasas, servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal affection. Those Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya, and then Pravartayam Nachamu Bhuvana, I will make the whole world dance. So Lord Chaitanya has come to make the whole world dance. So we should not be balking at dancing in kirtan, because we would please Lord Chaitanya when he sees that we are chanting and dancing. Of course, we have to do it as a service, not as a thrill. But it becomes a thrill when you do it as a service. So it's kind of, if you seek the thrill without doing it as a service, the thrill won't come. But if you do it as a service, even if you're not seeking the thrill will come. It's the nature of spiritual life. If you, as they say, if you chase the butterfly of happiness, you'll never catch it. But if you just relax, it'll land on your shoulder, you know. To be peaceful. So, Matsyavatar was the first incarnation, Lila incarnation, and he came to save the Vedas. And this was long, long ago. Gave his mercy to Satyavrata Muni. And that was so, so long ago. And closer to us, much closer, practically just past in the time scale of the whole kalpa, Lord Chaitanya has come. And has displayed a notion of pastimes, little pastimes, great pastimes, practically in the 48 years that he spent on this earth, every second he was having a blissful transcendental pastime, whether it was with his mother, Mother Sachidevi, Jagannath Mishra, his father, his school friends, all the way through his pastimes in Jagannath Puri, every second he's having transcendental pastimes, and he's showing, giving bliss to his devotees. So, along with Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada took the time and challenged the devotees to produce the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which describes the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and with great philosophical insight and explanations by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Prabhupada's own purports. So many pastimes, but these pastimes that are described there, they're just a tiny little fraction, just enough to give us a taste of what Lord Chaitanya's pastimes were with his devotees. It's really an amazing work. And practically every verse in there is full of nectar. One, you know, I meditate on three verses every morning. I already quoted one of them. There's another one that I like very much. It says, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatara Nama Haite Haya Sarva Jagat Nistar. In this age of Kali, Krishna descends in the form of his holy name. So what this means is that whenever we chant Hare Krishna, trying to chant offenselessly, trying to chant purely, then Krishna manifests himself in his holy name, his blissful holy name. He is blissful. He is Ananda, Satchidananda Vigraha. So the holy name is also Satchidananda Vigraha. Sat means eternal. Chit means full of knowledge. Ananda means full of bliss. And Vigraha means the form or shape or the form. The second half of that verse is really amazing too. It says, Namahaite, by the influence of that holy name, Haya Sarva Jagat Nishtara, the whole world, the whole universe, Jagat, the whole universe will be delivered. In the end of that 18th chapter that I mentioned before, Prabhupada writes the last paragraph, he says, the power of the holy name, the holy name is so powerful, the holy name is so powerful that by its influence, it will overcome everything in the world. It will surpass everything. So we haven't seen that yet, but we're throwing in our little effort to make that come to pass by purifying ourselves and by trying to chant purely, offenselessly, the holy names. By trying to get rid of the impurities in our heart. So the process, I was having a little bit of difficulty a week or so ago, and I was praying to the Super Soul in the heart. It was in everyone's heart, and he's everyone's best friend. So I was trying to basically become purified. And he said, I heard this little voice, little suggestion. Focus on hearing and chanting. Focus on hearing and chanting. So this is the process. Shravanam Kirtanam. This has to be our focus. Because we have many different senses, five different senses. The one that gets us in trouble is our eyes, most often. And the next is the tongue. And the touch, well, you know, not so much. But the ones that are open to the transcendental influence, the transcendental bliss, is our hearing process. Even if we're sleeping and the alarm goes off, then we may not see the alarm, we may not taste the alarm, we may not feel the alarm, we may not smell the alarm, but we hear it. So this sound vibration is so, the hearing process is our purest process by which we can receive a spiritual knowledge, receive purification all the way to the core of our heart where our consciousness is and become purified. So we need to focus on hearing and chanting. So the first thing we need to do is hear, and then the next step is chanting. And actually, I was reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita this morning, the chanting process is the most important thing. So Lord Chaitanya has brought this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we need to take this mantra, which is none different from Krishna, and chant it and hear it as we're chanting it too, and chanting it with the respect of the acharyas, the previous acharyas, because they are chanting on a pure platform, shudanam. They have a taste for chanting. Aparadaguchi shudama meruchi kripa baleha beri doye sanchar. Lord, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this song, first verse, kabhi habe bolo se dinama. When will that day be mine? When giving up my offenses, I will get a taste for the chanting of the holy name, and my heart will become purified. So we have to cultivate. Try to get this taste. Try to associate with devotees who are also trying to taste this pure holy name, to chant it, to hear it. So the last verse that I like to chant every morning, prayers. I offer so many prayers when I first get up in the morning. Purify my consciousness to get the blessings of anybody who can give me blessings, basically, the Vaishnavas, the deities, the holy name. So there's a nice verse, Shankar Pandit Prabhu Hare Krishna, please give me your blessings, Hare Krishna. It's kind of similar to the previous one I quoted. It says, Kali Kale Dharma, Krishna Nama Sankirtana, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahetara Pravartana. It says the Yuga Dharma in this age of Kali is to chant the holy name of Krishna. I mean, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi, but someone who has not got Krishna Shakti, who's not empowered, cannot spread the holy name. So we have to pray to become empowered, not to become a big shot, but to be able to transmit the holy name in a pure fashion and benefit the whole world. To act as an humble instrument in this Sankirtan movement. So to develop humility and to desire to serve the previous acharyas, the Sankirtan movement started by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to give mercy to the innocent people by giving them a pure holy name. And to do that, well, we have to take shelter. Tvam Sharanam Prapadye, as it says in the verse. Take shelter of the pure devotees, the holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures, and the association of devotees. Take shelter of prasadam, and ultimately take shelter of the super soul. Lord Krishna is giving advice to Arjuna right at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, minutes before the great battle of Kurukshetra is going to take off. And he says, Ishvaram sarva bhutanam riddesher junatishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rurani mayaya tam eva sharanam gacha sarva bhavena bharata. Tat prasadar param chantim. I remember the last line. But he said, and here it is, you know, we're getting ready for a huge battle. And Krishna's telling Arjuna to take shelter of the Ishvara who's sitting in everyone's heart. By his mercy, by following his directions, then you will attain the highest peace. Param Shantim. So, and then attain to the transcendental abode. So this is, of course, the whole Bhagavad Gita is meant for everybody, and especially meant for devotees. So we have to purify our heart to where we can listen to the super soul within us, to get who's giving us direction. He's called Chaitya Guru, Antaryami, many different names. But he's our well-wishing friend, and he can give us direction. Even in the most harrowing situations, we can take shelter of the super soul. So, are there any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, very Hare. Nice class.
Thank you.
Always wonderful nectarian glorification of the holy name when you speak, it's great. But I was just curious about when you began, you said that something that we went over in the past about chanting the holy name with the same respect as the spiritual master.
I didn't understand what you said.
Chanting the holy name with the same respect as the spiritual master.
Oh.
I was just curious, what does it mean to chant with the same respect?
Yes. Well, that's a good subject of meditation. We have to be able to listen to the spiritual master. And the spiritual master has respect for the holy name. And it's by chanting with his chanting with the respect that he becomes purified and becomes qualified. It's in that whole paragraph, the last chapter of the 18th chapter of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So, if I may, I try to recite it every day. The bona fide spiritual master chants the holy name Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the transcendental sound vibration enters the ear of the disciple. And if the disciple follows in the footsteps of his spiritual master and chants with similar respect, then the holy name himself spreads his glories within the heart of the devotee. So we have this. We have to follow in the footsteps of the spiritual master. What does that mean? Well, it means to have the same mood as the spiritual master, right? Doesn't just mean, well, to follow his example, because the spiritual master is an acharya. It means he teaches by example. And by precept, both, not just one or the other, but both, acharya. So if the disciple follows in the footsteps of his spiritual master and chants the holy name with equal respect or similar respect, then Prabhupada writes, this constitutes worship of the transcendental name. When the transcendental name is worshipped by the devotees, the name himself spreads his glories within the heart of the devotee. By such worship of the holy name, the devotee becomes qualified, gradually becomes qualified to be a spiritual master and to purify and to deliver all the people over the world. So we need to follow in the footsteps of our acharyas, and that means to adopt the mood and the practices and to follow the instructions. And by chanting with similar respect, and that means, you know, if we listen carefully to Prabhupada's the way he chanted, and fortunately we have so many recordings of Prabhupada's chanting, And it, this is chanting is on the level of Shudanam. It's not just Namabhas or Namaparad. It's on the highest level, Shudanam. Prabhupada's realized perfectly that, and we can feel it. But simply by his chanting, so many people's lives were changed because they heard this pure chanting by the spiritual master in Tompkins Square Park and anywhere. You know, and you listen to Prabhupada chanting, and he's chanting very purely. First of all, his pronunciation is very nice. You know, there's a pastime. I mentioned this, I think, last time I was here a month ago and giving the classes. Pastime of Prabhupada chastising Vishnu Jan because Vishnu Jan had started chanting according to Bengali style, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, and Prabhupada stopped and said, "Who is this Ramo?" You know. And then he told him to pronounce it properly. So proper pronunciation is important. There may be no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy name. That means compared to, say, for example, chanting Gayatri, where there's a particular time for chanting, and you have to be in a clean condition to chant Gayatri. But chanting the holy names, there's no time restrictions, and there's no restrictions as to who can chant. You don't have to be initiated Brahmana to chant. You don't have to be, you could be a dog eater, a butcher, you can chant holy names, you know, and get the benefit from it. So there's no restriction as to who, why, but still you have to chant the holy name. If you're chanting something else, distorting it somehow, it's not the pure holy name. So to follow in the footsteps of the spiritual master and to chant with equal respect means to, first of all, chant with nice pronunciation, you know, pronounce it fully. And, you know, there's 16 words, not names, 32 syllables. They should all be pronounced, you know. Does that answer your question, how to chant with similar respect?
Prabhu, thank you for your class. This verse particularly reminds me of that one other verse that says, just by taking shelter of Mukunda, the giver of liberation, one doesn't need to take shelter of demigods, rishis, sages, devarshi bhutata ninam pitrinam na kinkano, something like that, etc. Yeah. But there's kind of a dilemma that kind of maybe arises, because we're all mercy seekers, not just for the mercy of, you know, God or our spiritual master, but even in the material world, we could see that the one thing that that a guru, our boss, our professor, rich donors, or the police have in common is that they're authority figures. And it's easy to respect them. there's no doubt about it. I remember a few years ago, I got stopped by the police. It was late at night, I was going home, and they actually drove their undercover car on the side of the curb to prevent me from going further. So then I was like, oh my God, I'm about to die. But anyway, they told me, yeah, while I was walking. So then they told me there was a recent robbery or some store nearby. And of course,
wear a hoodie.
Yeah, they said, we saw somebody with your exact clothes on. And so, of course, I could have been sarcastic, but I decided to take Lord Chaitanya's advice. So that was easy to be humble. Otherwise, I'll be on TV on Black Lives Matter and dead. So my whole point is that when we're associated with devotees, it's easy to offer respect to the guru. We're not going to say, my dear guru, you're nonsense. I'm a great devotee. Can you initiate me? No. But when we talk with devotees, it's like, since I don't need your mercy, you're not an authority figure, then sometimes it's not so easy to be humble. It's easy to just, you know, flip off at the mouth. But the one thing I appreciate about one pastime, Lord Chaitanya, maybe you could expand on it, is that I had the opportunity to write it down before I came here, so I'll have a reference. I mentioned this many times before in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, chapter 13, the passages from verses 317 through 327. That pastime describes the pastime of Jagai Madai. And in that pastime, Lord Chaitanya told the community of Vaishnavas, Now that I have purified Jagai Madai of all their sins, if you offend Jagai Madai, you know, because you see them as sinners still, then you'll be completely destroyed. So actually, you don't just need my mercy, you also need, you know, Jagai Madai mercies. And that's kind of a bitter pill to swallow, because when we see things externally, we qualify pure devotee, this pure devotee, authority figure, and then we're gambling with our Christian consciousness, and that's one of the principles, no gambling. So how do we come to the stage of kind of keeping in mind that nobody ever gets in trouble for offering too much respect to someone, anyone? So how do we keep that in mind all the time? Because when we get into storms and these arguments, it's just easily flip off at the mouth, but we won't do it with any authority figure. So how to keep that in mind, that there is some repercussions?
Well, that's one of the things that we have, character traits that we have to develop within us, one of the 26 qualities. And how do we keep it in mind? Well, we keep it in mind. You know, you have to understand that it's important. It's very important not to offend devotees, because offending devotees, that's the first offense against the holy name, and that'll destroy samadha elephant offense. It will destroy our bhakti lata bij, our creeper of devotion. And so it's by reading these stories and understanding the instructions, the purports of the acharyas, we can understand, we get the understanding that it's important to be humble and not to offend devotees. So how do we keep it in mind, you know, to be humble? Well, we have to learn the importance of being humble, learn the importance of not being humble, the consequence of not being humble, you know. And so it's a question of, you know, in one sense, reading is not different from hearing. So you read or you hear, it's basically you're acquiring knowledge, you know. And you have to appreciate there's high devotees, there's low devotees too, but all devotees have something to contribute. All living entities have something to contribute in devotional service. It may be great or not great, but we have to learn to respect that whatever they're contributing is valuable. I may not see much value in it, but Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna, the Super Soul sitting in the heart, he sees value in it. And we have to respect that. Is that helpful? Does that answer your question? So we have a minute left. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Granthara Jaki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.